Thank you, Dr. Maurer. Fellow Marchers for Independence, if you missed last year's March for Independence, a walk for opportunity in Dallas, Texas, you missed an uplifting and historic event. During the 07-08 campaign, we raised over $540,000. This means that the NFB Jernigan Institute will receive a grant from the Imagination Fund of just over $270,000. And our affiliates will split in an equal amount, $135,000. And we have now been able to award $135,000 in special project grants to affiliates. The March for Independence is exciting and it exhibits the NFB spirit and true capacity of the blind. But throughout the year, prior to the march, it is important that we get out there and raise the money that helps us fund the work we do from the NFB Jernigan Institute and the work of each of our affiliates. The fundraising we do for the Imagination Fund has real and long-lasting value. Over the past 2 years, we have worked together to raise just over $1.1 million. Real quick, Dr. Maurer, I want to go ahead and review some of the standouts. For example, if we were to take a look at the top 10 states that garnered contributions over this past campaign, you would start with number 10. Well, if I were going to start with 12, it would be California that raised over $7,000, or Minnesota, number 11, over $8,000. But starting with the top 10, number 10, Indiana, they raised $9,201. Ohio is number 9, $9,370. Number 8, Illinois, $10,148. Number 7 is Virginia, $13,718. Number 6 is New Jersey, $14,274. Number 5 is Texas, $16,589. Number 4, Florida, $16,747. Number 3, Louisiana, $24,577. Number 2, Colorado, $48,455. And number 1, Imagination Fundraising Affiliate, Maryland, $108,630. Some folks have found a lot of success raising money for the Imagination Fund using the team approach, and you can go to marchforindependence.org and learn more how to sign your team up. For example, top 10 teams are Greater Baltimore Chapter Team, $2,507, Idaho Lamplighters, $2,640, Rough Rough Pet Care, I love that one, $2,655, who wouldn't? The Junior Blind Olympic Friends, $2,678.75. Minnesota Brass, $2,820. Team McKinsey, $2,972. Maddie's Metahuni Marchers, I think they're from Hawaii, $3,045. Voice of the Diabetic Team, $4,405. Empowerment, I think that's Mark Riccobono's team, $26,797. And the Imaginators, that's Jim Gashel and Betsy Zaborowski's team, $29,850. As you can hear, there are a lot of ways to plan for our 2009 National Federation of the Blind Motor City March for Independence and Rally on the River. At some point, I'd like to recognize the top 20 or so individuals that really worked hard to raise dollars for this most recently concluded campaign. Dr. Maurer, if we have time in the months ahead, I'd like to do that. I would point out, in terms of the individual rankings, one interesting change after we compiled all the statistics from the 08 campaign. Now, Mark Riccobono finished with $16,045. Mary Ellen Jernigan, an even $17,000. Here's where it gets interesting. Number 2 is now Kevin Worley with $20,110. John Perret is number 1, $20,800. This is war, John Perret. But what I want to do now is urge everyone to start early, start now, start raising the dollars for our 08-09 campaign. I've just returned from Detroit, and I will tell you that the plans we have for March for Independence and Rally on the River in Detroit are really going to be extraordinary. See you in Detroit. Let's start raising that money. Thank you, Dr. Maurer.